see that he was actually at the end of the aisle waiting for me. I was really happy I wasn't gonna spend the rest of my life in jail.
Wow. Wow. Hi, guys. Welcome back.
Hello.
Another episode of Blind Eye Do's.
Well, the finale. Well, is this it? This is it.
Not the finale of Blind Eye Do's, I hope. But
I hope
yes,
not
the finale of the Netflix original.
Right. We should be celebrating. I'm kind of mourning because...
It was like bittersweet, right?
Really...
It was a lot of fun to get into the weddings. But it was also a little sad that it's kind of the end.
We do have...
The reunion next week.
We do. And we're gonna keep some content going, but we've really had a lot of fun with this, and I'm sad to see it come to an end.
Yeah, me too.
Some of the really cool things happening on... I want to give a shout out to Rebecca, who gave us a review on Apple, letting us know that she loves us more than Nick and Vanessa.
Oh, my love language right there. Just straight to my heart. Thanks, Rebecca.
Thank you for just, you know, buying into our agenda. You and your 11-year-old daughter watching the show and listening to the podcast. Also, Mika, 5'10", said, I feel like I'm in a pod on my own, and Nate and Candace are in another pod, and we're becoming best friends.
Well, Mika...
Oh, we love this. This is our friendship pod.
Yeah.
So we feel like we've been dominating the space through the wall, and we want to hear from you guys. So it's your turn to speak back to us through the wall. We want you to write to us. We really want to hear, we brought this up in the last episode, we want to hear blind date stories.
Yeah, we've actually had a couple people send us some, blindidos@gmail.com. We had a couple of them come in yesterday, which was just so fun to see. I mean, every time anyone tweets us or DMs us or emails us, it's just like a little dopamine shot. It's just so much fun. So join the party.
Yeah. We want to hear from you.
Yeah.
So it's your time to talk to the wall, and we'll feature your story. So email us at blindidos@gmail.com. blindidos@gmail.com.
Yeah. Look at us hitting
And maybe we can keep this going.
Ads. Oh, yeah.
After this?
Yeah, we'll find
please?
More content, right?
Be our friends? Okay. We won't waste any more time here. Well, let's get into the weddings.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, the suspense to get into the weddings has been just for weeks now, building up. They're finally here, and it starts off with a bombshell.
Bombshell. Oh, my gosh. So, Gigi... We ended last episode, Gigi had said, I do, and Damien's standing there with this suit, overwhelmed with emotion, a really ugly cry face.
Oh, looking like a Days of Our Lives cast member.
Just verklempt. And I'm saying he's going to say yes. There's no way he doesn't say yes.
Same.
That was our prediction. And we had a number of people saying no, he's going to say no. And he says no.
He said, I don't.
That's exactly right. He said, I don't.
And I said,
I don't.
Holy shit, you said what? I literally yelled at my TV then.
It was crazy. That was the biggest surprise. She runs off. She runs off out the venue, down the street, falls in some mud. I mean, she is just beside herself. Her mom goes running after her.
That was kind of cute. I like the mom
whole
chasing
scene,
her down.
Yeah, she was like... Giannina in her dress and her heels, and it was heartbreaking, but also the right thing.
Absolutely.
It was absolutely the right thing. So
absolutely.
I feel really good with what happened there.
Yeah, it's hard because it is really sad, and you feel for Gigi in that moment, like that sense of rejection, and it's just like a hard thing to deal with, let alone in front of all your friends and family and 72 million people watching on Netflix and 5,497 people listening on the Blind Eye Do's podcast recap. But all of that being said, it was the right thing.
It was the right thing.
Long term, she's way better off.
Oh, and I bet she's just thriving. Oh,
can you imagine these last 14 months for her?
Can't wait to see her in the reunion.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so one wedding down. Next wedding.
Let's, real quick, I thought it was really dope how she was like, I'm going to figure out what the hell went on here. And she went back and grabbed him and sat him down. No, you will sit down and you'll talk to me. And the only reason I come back to this is because, and we're going to pull this quote. She says, take back your bow.
That was such bullshit. You can take your bow back.
And I...
Oh, yeah. Back to the proposal. The bow.
I've been harping on the bow and the gift and the... all season. And so for her to just wrap it up like that for me, it felt like...
Thank you. Thank you for giving Gigi credit for all of that.
Yeah.
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 I'm glad we covered that. It really was. She came across... Her heart was broken, but she came across strong and confident, and she'll be just fine.
She can be great. She can be way better off. Absolutely.
To all the Gigi fans out there. Barnett and Amber. So... First scene we get is Amber's there. She doesn't have makeup, and she's telling us about this text from Barnett. She's stressing about how he has cold feet, and...
She called, he's not answering.
Exactly. I just need to talk to him. So they're just stirring up, right? This is what we predicted. Hey, they're going to try and give us some uncertainty around whether Barnett's going to show up or say I do.
Yeah, exactly. So we see this on maps. We got a little insight here. They do this... Even with Lauren and Cameron, like everyone, they got to give us this sense of, okay, will they really say yes or are they going to say no? We knew Barnett was maybe the wild card, so they kind of leaned into that. And man, what a facade.
It was.
These two are just head over heels in
love.
Head
over heels. The biggest surprise was she's in a dress that she didn't try on that day. I had never seen that dress before.
She just proves my point of... The bride's doing too much on the wedding. She looks so different. She looks so different.
Oh, I thought she looked great. She did look different. She looked older and just more refined. So okay. I don't know if that was like good or bad. She did look different though.
She looked way different. Uh-huh. Your spray tan looked hella good though. I just want to shout you out there.
Either way, she looked gorgeous. they go to ask, but it gets to, of course, she gives her vow. She is beside herself. I haven't seen her smile like that. On, and then it goes to Barnett and he just says 100%.
100%. Yo, their vows were like kind of cute. They're just like real. She's like, no one's ever irked me like you, but I still love you. And yeah. I really like them.
They seem really down to earth.
I can't believe how much I 180'd or 360'd or whatever the right math number is there on this couple. They were literally my worst, lowest power ranking coming into the season.
We thought they had no chance.
And now they're like, I think they have the best chance of making it out of everyone that got married.
Pure joy on Barnett's face.
He has never looked so happy the whole season.
He hasn't.
He was beaming.
Besides himself,
It was like so fun to see. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love these guys.
Yeah, that was great. So we have a success.
Yeah.
So one for two. Kenny and Kelly. She's going on about how he's absolutely perfect, but she's not 100% in love with him.
I love him, but I'm not in love.
Yes, and she's comparing him to her ex. She is hung up on her ex, who could not pleasure her. If I remind you, like, that's exactly her words, but she's comparing Kenny to her ex. Then she talks with her sister, and her sister is just, like, pleading with her. Don't miss this opportunity. I could not believe how into Kenny her family is.
Everyone who knows Kelly has given her the advice of, yo, your picker's broken, her friends. Your picker's broken. You finally end up with a good dude. Her sister's like, think of how great this man has been in such a short amount of time. Her mom, oh my God, I love this guy. Everybody that is close to her is like, please just stay with this dude. Please.
Losers and bad lovers. Kelly, wow. And anyways, her family, we we also realized that their family is way better than the actual couple.
Oh, I love
them. We got to see them again.
Yeah.
And we're just reminded of that.
Both families. Yeah. I love them.
Nate wants to be adopted.
Yeah. If you guys, yeah. Is there like an age cutoff for that?
I don't know.
I know like healthcare, I'm past that. I'm past 26. So I can't be on your insurance if that's like a deal breaker. But
And the sister looks really pretty.
Oh, how funny. I thought coming down the aisle, I was like, oh, wow. She cleaned up like really nice. She looked really good.
Yeah. She pulled like a Pippa.
A Pippa?
Pippa Middleton, outstaged. Gotcha, yeah, she like showed up in this gorgeous dress. She kind of outstaged the bride.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but yeah, she looked good. Kelly also looks so different. Didn't she look so different? All these brides on the wedding day trying to look so different. What are you guys doing?
Yeah,
I'll stop harping there.
We talk about their look a lot. That's just part of the viewing shows like this.
Is it?
I think so.
Or we're just really shallow.
That could be it too.
I'm embarrassed.
We are kind of. So they're at the altar. They've walked up. The pastor gives a whole spiel about how love is blind.
Dad gives her away, full ponytail, looking like.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Great.
Family again. Great. Love them. And Kelly just kind of just, it came across just ice cold. I can't marry you. You need to respect this decision.
It felt kind of really passive aggressive. Like she just, yeah. it seemed mean, right? Like, this is already a hard thing for this dude to do in front of his family, and she just, like, was not sweet about it.
Not at all. No warmth. No warmth at all. And then she walked off.
Yeah.
She walked off. Kenny's left there on the little fake podium to explain the process to the guests. He goes on to explain the process, and then it feels like so humiliating for him.
He handled this part like a champ. He stands up there and he's like, I know how hard it is for all of you to go through this with us today, after she's already walked off. And I'm like, My guy just got his heart broken. I gotta stop saying my guy. I get called out so much for this. People emailing me, people at work are making fun of me. We have a review in Apple. My guy, I gotta stop. I'm sorry, I can't help it.
People getting so drunk in drinking games when you...
I know. If you have alcohol poisoning because you're playing the my guy drinking game, you're welcome. So he handles this like a champ. And then the mom leans over in the middle of the speech. She goes, God, I love this guy. And that was my favorite part of this whole wedding, right here.
It really is.
Her family just so high on him. Sister, mom.
I really hope that a reunion, the sister and Kenny are together.
Oh my God.
Can we please ask for that?
I hope.
These families need to come together in some way.
I could not agree more.
Then they show, fascinating. So then Kenny's back in this groom's waiting room, and there's a pretty eager... producer
Jimmy, I think his name is,
asking him questions, right? Like, and he says, do you still want to marry her in the future? And Kenny is just like, his response is, it doesn't matter. I'm not answering this. Turn off the cameras. He gets really defensive.
Yeah. And like, rightfully so, I think.
I think so too. It's funny. I kind of sympathize with the producer because I'm like, these are the things I would want to know too. Like, wait a second. Does this mean it's it? That's it? Like,
oh, that's funny.
Like, would you take her back? What's going on next?
Well, yeah, I kind of sympathize. I kind of empathize with our man here, Kenny. Just, we already got our entertainment, right? The whole suspense is, are they or not going to get married?
Mm.
He's heartbroken. Like, give him the space to like process that. And
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's rare that you see this kind of interaction on reality TV with...
Where they break that wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Yeah,
it was kind of unique. I love it when it happens.
It just kind of feels more real.
Yeah, it gives you, like, insights into, what would this be like? But that's a really good point. Like, he was like, I'm done. This is what I agreed to.
Yeah.
Now that I've just been humiliated in front of everyone.
Yeah, let me just... I don't know. I don't know if we're going to date, because she just said no and walked off. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I thought it was weird he kept saying, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
But I think that's to your point. Like, hey, this is what I agreed to.
Show.
Yeah, this is what we agreed to. It's done. Mm. So beyond this, it doesn't matter to you.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Okay, so we're 1 for 3.
Mm.
Okay, next one. Jessica and Mark. So this one had me. Because this is where Nate and I were split on our predictions.
Yeah.
I really was like, I would not be surprised if Jessica says yes. I think she's going to say yes because she just... feels so, to me, comes across as so uncertain and doesn't know what she wants and is just going to go for it just to try it. So they open with this quote.
I was looking for the Kenny can't sleep, over the fence, World Series type of love.
I mean, to me, there's just no reason she says no after this buildup. So then I'm like, does Mark say no? Like, what's happening here?
Well, you read a spoiler. And that's why you have like a different frame.
Yeah, that's why I went there. Yeah, because I'm like...
So I hadn't heard this, that they don't end up together. And she comes off and she's like, oh, I want this World Series love. And, hey, what does that mean?
Over the fence.
Okay, what does that mean? I want that too, Messica. I want over the fence World Series love. My first thought, and we talked about this in the prediction show, is I could totally see her saying yes and then it not working out, but I think she says no. She comes in so strong. Why even say these things, first of all?
That's what I don't get.
Because
like,
she's just like...
on and on.
And then I lean over to Candace, we're watching the show, I lean over and I say, there's no drama here. She's going to say no.
Yeah, you're right.
If she was going to say yes, they would be like trying to plant those seeds of doubt in our minds. But they weren't at all. They were like, oh, no, these guys are getting married. And it's like, no, I don't trust you.
Yeah, we've been watching this relationship for 3 weeks. We know this is not real.
But I did for a minute. I fell for it for
a
minute.
I fell for it.
Because why say those things?
Well, and I'm going to talk about this in a minute. I've never seen Jessica so happy.
Yeah.
Like,
you're right.
There was like this relief.
She seemed light.
Light and free and smiling that I was like kind of buying it.
we keep harping on the looks here, but she looked the best she has looked this whole season.
Oh my gosh, she kills this wedding day. She does, and to be honest, it does. It just, I think this is the happiest she's ever been.
Just knowing she's
finally
about to be free.
Break up with Mark.
Yeah, spoiler alert. So we get to the wedding here. Little interaction with Mark and Mom. He's like, all right, Mom, no, I'm going to do this. And Mom's like, yeah, are you sure? He's like, no, I'm going to do it. We're here. We're doing it. Stop it.
Oh, we forgot. We also see Mark with all his bros. They do like bro hug, business meeting, Bardia. Lots of verbal space being taken up by a bunch of short guys before the wedding.
Man, quit hating on the short guys.
I'm sorry.
Yo.
They just talk a lot.
You're alienating like, I don't know, a tenth of
I actually have no idea how tall they are. I don't even know.
That's funny.
So yeah, we get that little insight and then...
Why it sounds like a business meeting is Bardia's like, where are you at right now? And he's like, let me start by answering your first question. And it just kind of felt like me at my QBR last month being like trying to pitch the board on why we should.
Mark looked great. We really liked his tux.
Oh, I liked his suit. Yeah.
It was something different. It was.
He's been the best dressed dude all season.
Yeah, he probably
has. I keep harping on that, but.
That's true. We'll bring it back to that.
Thank you.
I like that.
Thank you.
let's see. So one thing we don't have is Jessica's family or parents.
She had the two friends show up, ones that were at the Hills date, the Hills girl talk thing, Laguna Beach. That's it.
That's it.
I thought this was really badass. The door's open.
Oh, this is
And she's
moment.
Just smiling and walking down the aisle by herself. I thought in this moment, no dad, brother, cousin, mom should ever give their child away again. What an antiquated, weird thing we do at weddings. Just let these people strut down the aisle like the badass they are on their wedding day.
That's right. It was a great look for her.
I loved it.
That was Jessica's redemption. Her walking down the aisle because she looked light and free and the happiest she's been. And confident in what she was doing.
She was definitely confident in what she was doing.
Where the rest of the episodes are just seen this back and forth between Mark and Barnett and trying to talk herself into this. And I think she finally realized, I don't have to talk myself into this.
Yeah.
And I can show up independent without my dad doesn't need to give me away. I'm here to make this decision myself.
Yeah. No, I agree.
It was Jessica's redemption for me.
Yeah. I mean, let's not get carried away here. Okay? There's no redemption. There was no redeeming quality in it, but she was confident in what she was doing. And I respect her for that. I'll go that far.
no, I think the redeeming quality was that she just showed up and made the right decision.
Okay.
She made the right decision.
All right. Yeah.
Mark deserved more, and she did too, and that was the right decision to make that day.
Agree. She did the right thing, but I'm not like, yo, come on. Saint Jessica over here. Get out of here.
Well, I think she deserved a little bit of love.
Okay.
It's been a little harsh.
Okay. Yo, you look great, Jessica. You looked fantastic on this wedding day. I was way into you. You were walking down the aisle and I was like, I'm really into you right now.
Yeah, she did. She looked great. Her whole look that day, even her pre-bride outfit.
The best is her post.
Her post. Oh, with that fur.
Jacket and the Adidas, the Stan Smith. She's getting into the Uber and I was like, wow, you look good.
Yeah.
Like,
I hope she went out.
I love that jacket.
You think she went out?
Oh, she better have. But she had some red wine, gold goblet. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is really good.
So we're 1 for 4.
Let's take a quick break before recapping the last wedding to introduce you to Hatch Credit. Hatch Credit was founded by experts who come from the world of credit repair, and we're sick of seeing how deceptive and confusing it all is. So they decided to fix it. They founded Hatch on the mission of providing everyone access to a fair credit rating.
That's exactly right. Get your house, buy that car, be confident that your credit history is not going to mess it up for you. Get your job or apartment, your 800 plus score tatted on your forehead. Shit, use your credit to pay for your wedding. Whatever it is you're trying to do, they want to be there on the journey, empowering you along the way.
Go to hatchcredit.com to find out more. And we close out with our ringer.
Oh, yeah.
Lauren and Cam. What we realize here is it shows them putting the flowers up. So I want to talk a little bit about the venue and the timing. So it looks like this was probably the first wedding.
Yeah.
We definitely see reuse of these over-the-top flower arrangements. Really over-the-top flower arrangements. I mean, there's arches and ivies and things happening.
I might be tacky, but I was into it.
Okay. I mean, I guess it filled up the space. It was fine.
I'm probably their demo, so that's okay.
And Amber did say she wanted real flowers, so they delivered for her.
That's true.
She mentioned that. So we see that this is probably the first wedding that happened. I am curious, was it a lineup, one after another, filtering through them all day? Just or they're different
knowing
days.
What we know about the MAFS budget, I'm going to say they each had like 2-hour windows.
Seriously, I think it happened in one day.
I would guess that.
I'd be curious, like, I didn't even notice the lighting. Like, when they came out, it was dark or if it was light.
So Mark and Jessica, it's night when she leaves.
Yeah.
So they're probably last. I was thinking it was Damien and Gigi, but she runs outside and it's still daytime.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Huh.
These guys are first.
These guys are very first.
Morning. We see them setting up the venue for the first time, putting all the sticks in the giant vases, all that.
Yeah, they see her, like, we see her getting dressed. This is not the same dress either.
Oh, yeah.
So that whole, like,
she looked good, though.
She did. She looked great.
Yeah.
It was tight.
Oh, well, it worked. It worked, Lauren.
The girls needed some air.
Wow.
That's all I kept thinking. But she looked, yeah, she looked smoking. Of course, she always does.
Yeah, she does, yeah. Lauren, I love your little star tattoo. I think it's, like, in a really dope spot.
Mm.
I just,
yeah, could. And to be honest, that was the best, that was better than the other dress she tried on. I did not like the dress she tried on the date.
You're right.
Yeah, on the group date. That's what I was thinking. That group date, like, threw me off. Everyone ended up in a different dress except for Gia. Gigi.
You're right. Gigi's the only one who stayed true.
Because hers was best.
Hers was the best.
Yeah, so, oh, we Pam's there. We love Pam, right?
Both Pams.
Oh, yeah, we get Pam, too. Cam's mom. Pam Squared arrives. We also see a non-nerd friend of Cam's.
Oh, yeah. He's got some tats and piercings and...
Yeah.
Seems like,
a little edge.
A little swag to him, yeah. Congrats, Cam. Let's talk about Papa Speed, yo.
Oh, this such teddy bear. Softy. Why did they ever make us think that he was, like, going to be tough on anything?
I cried during this wedding. I'm just going to admit it. I cried a couple times. Her interaction with Papa Speed before the wedding, I just thought was really sweet and sincere and made me a little emotional. It is that time of the month for me, so just, like, give me an ounce of whatever, a grain of salt here. Yeah, I thought he was just so sweet and supportive and loving. And she's just like, she just loves her dad. And he just loves her.
Yeah, it was cute. She has really, really cute parents.
Yeah.
Her mom's down to earth and very honest. And she says in a little interview outside the venue, I'm just not real confident in this experiment.
I've only spent a couple hours with them, so I'm just not that confident in the experiment. You want to dive into the experiment thing right now?
Yeah.
This thing's kind of bugging me, the experiment thing.
Yeah, and they call it a social experiment. And when Pam said it, Nate was like, this isn't an experiment. It's just another way to meet someone.
It's just dating. It's just dating.
Yeah, tell us more what you think. Tell us more about that.
Well, like, every date is an experiment, right? Like, whether it's a blind date or you know the person you're picking up for a first date or you met them online or, like, they're just different ways to meet people. So
Well, especially, too, how dating apps have evolved, it feels like it's like a little mini experiment. Like, oh, is the swiping thing where it's just looks, or now, like, Hinge, is there more about in-depth questions? And
yeah, that's a good point. This is just a different way to meet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure Cam could break it down for us as a data scientist.
It would take
down
a long time.
Hypothesis.
Trust me.
And results and
trust
key
me.
KPIs.
I'm going to prove to you how long it would take because I have a little quote for him where he just talks really slow. But it's really sweet. Let's play right now.
So if she were to say no, I don't know how long it would be until I would be all right again. Or if I would ever be all right again.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh,
that was like really sweet, though, wasn't it?
Sweet Forrest Gump.
Yeah, he's kind of Forrest Gumpy. Yeah, mm-hmm. Jenny.
Yeah, we compared the audio file of Cam's voice, and it's like half the size of Amber's.
As I butcher this editing process over here, my software shows me like the wave, the size of the voice, right? So I can cut it where it's quiet, even though I failed to do that most of the time, and I apologize. Thank you for sticking with us. His is half the size of. My girl who marks...
Amber.
Oh,
Jessica's.
Jessica, sorry. Thank you. Half the size of Jessica's, who's half the size of Amber's.
Cam's... Who's half the size of Candace.
Oh, yeah.
Am I just shrill?
Look at you. Do you see
commentary.
You right there? There it is.
Am I cackle?
He looks like he's whispering all the time. And he is. He just talks
And
he just knows that they're going to be great together.
Jenny.
I'm piling on. Cam, I love you, man. This wedding was so great. He was tearing up and I was tearing up.
It was
just sweet and it felt really real.
The only person that wasn't on board was Lauren's brother. He looked very confused.
He's like, what are we
doing
here?
He's like, could you have brought me into this process a little bit sooner? Because, like, I got a text and I showed up and this, what?
Who's this white guy again? Like, what's going on here? What is happening?
Yeah, so.
He looked cool as shit though. Nick? Nicholas?
He did. Her whole
those
family.
Clear frame glass. He looked good. You look good, Nick.
You said they are so lucky, Nate. And I was curious what you meant by that.
Yeah, you were like, yeah, because they're like a really good match. And I was like, I actually don't know if that's like the way I describe it as a match. But I think just she got really lucky that she found a guy who is sweet and genuine and selfless in the relationship and will love her truly, unconditionally for the rest of her life, it seems like, right? Mm-hmm. And he got a girl who's like way out of his league, A, and then just like brings some fun and personality and swagger into their relationship.
A little zest to his life.
Exactly. He could have easily ended up with just some like nice, boring girl, but instead he got this like just really fun, really sweet. Like they just ended up, they got really lucky, both of them, even though she brings it up. I never would have met him like any other way, but we found each other.
And they're like the perfect age.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think they're like I think the timing was right. Everything just seemed to be set up perfectly for them, for this to work out.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. They ended up great for them. This is like the flagship for the show, right?
It is.
Although I love Amber and Barnett. So, we got 2 out of 5 here. 2 out of 6 if you give Diamond and Carlton any love. But 2 really good ones. Like, I could see these guys staying together for a really long time.
I could too. Oh, I love seeing a 30% success rate.
That's like
that's usually what we see in Married at First Sight.
Yeah, about a third, 33. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I love seeing that. So then after Lauren and Cameron and, you know, America's Sweethearts say their I do's, we get to view those who didn't get I do's. Like, so we go back and we get like a little view of Jessica, Kelly, Kenny, Gigi, Damien. But this made me think of, I just brought up a couple questions, Nate, I wanted to ask you regarding this. Like, I think just looking back at these people, these that didn't succeed, what was the biggest surprise?
Of the ones who didn't get married?
Uh-huh.
Well, I went 4 out of 5 in my predictions, whatever that word is. I went 4 out of 5. So for me, it's Damien and Gigi, because it seemed like they should have. He should have, especially she said yes, he should have said, he's never going to do better than Gigi. Well, maybe he will now because he's probably got like 75 zillion new crush people who have crushes on him because of the show.
But that felt the most surprising.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
I literally, when he said I don't, I yelled at my TV like it was the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl and my Niners couldn't get a first down. Like, I was blown away. Yeah.
Mm. Okay, what was the biggest disappointment?
Biggest disappointment out of those couples?
Yeah.
I'd say I was the most disappointed for Kenny, probably. Is that fair? Is that a fair way to answer that question?
I agree with that. I feel disappointed in how she handled it.
Here's the thing. He seems like a great dude. And all the things her sister said about him, right? He's just kind and articulate and seemed really generous in the relationship. And she doesn't like him because he's blonde. Like, that's the only insight we got. I usually date brunettes. That's what she said.
Mm.
That's it? I feel bad saying this, but I'm going to just say it. How does the least attractive person on the show end up being the most shallow? Like, that blew my mind.
Mm.
Should I cut that out? It feels really mean. Kelly, you're still way out of my league. Like, you're way cuter than I will ever be. And I don't mean to just, like, stab and dig in right there, but it just blows my mind.
It is. It's crazy that it ended up this way. Especially when they just were so strong. Or at least they appeared to be. The storyline they presented to us was much different than how it played out these last 2 episodes.
I was thinking about this. I was actually talking to somebody in the DMs on Twitter saying, I bet they regret casting her because A, she didn't bring any drama or personality or fun to the show. She was really boring on the show. And then B, she didn't end up in a successful marriage. And so it's like, we had 8 engaged couples. I bet they wish they would have brought another one in instead of Kelly.
Yeah, they didn't even have any. Yeah, they didn't have any content to work with.
Yeah,
there were episodes where we didn't even see them.
Exactly. Yeah. She was just really boring. Mm-hmm. They were really boring.
What I'm surprised is if she was struggling with it not being physically attracted to him, which was similar to Jessica's story.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't they bring that up sooner and use that storyline? Yeah. So I wonder if she kept it to herself. and then they just had to put it in, or why they positioned, or maybe she just couldn't give them enough.
That's probably what it was.
Yeah.
Maybe her associate producer that was like trying to ask her all the, do you still want to marry him questions, wasn't doing as great of a job.
Wasn't as aggressive as Kenny's.
Yeah.
Okay, so who's in another relationship right now? On the reunion show, they say, yeah, I'm happily dating someone.
All of them.
It's every been single one?
A year and a half. Like, all these people are... These are relationship people, right? They're, like, looking for love.
That's a really good
They're, like,
good
really
point.
Open to being in a relationship. And if they're not in one today, they will be one in the next month.
Like 3 days.
Yeah. 1,000%. Yeah. Okay. Mark rebounded that night. Like,
oh, yeah. He did.
He went out on that tux.
He and Jessica went out that night.
He went on that tux with Bardia, and they just, like...
Oh, yeah.
They crushed Buckhead that night. They, yeah, they had a good time.
All the businessmen, all the corporate guys went out. Oh,
what else you got for me over there?
So then we end the episode just celebrating the married couples.
Oh, the two little
receptions.
Oh
my gosh, Barnett like looks so happy. I can't believe that smile on his face.
Oh, we get the quote that we're going to use at the beginning. I love this quote from Amber because we joke about it earlier in the season. Uh-huh. If it doesn't work out, she will stalk him and find him. And I've joked all season about how scared I am of her, even though I love her. And then she just, like, she wears
Brings it. Right back to that.
She wears it. I'm glad I don't have to spend the rest of my life in jail because he said no to me and I killed him or whatever. Oh, Amber, you're the best.
Love her. So between Barnett's smile and then Pam getting down on the dance floor.
Oh, yeah. I see you, Pam.
Yeah, it was
just... One, two,
just...
step.
Good thing Cam and Lauren practiced
they
that.
They had to play theirs in slow motion. I don't know if you caught this because Cam is, like, way offbeat, all his nerd friends in the background are clapping offbeat, and then Lauren and all her friends and family are just like killing it on the dance floor.
So
they didn't
want to
juxtapose that or make it look so bad, so they had to play in slow motion so we couldn't tell.
That's fair.
But I could still tell Netflix. That's all right though, Cam, you won the lottery. You sure dance off beat. I don't sure care.
So let's talk numbers. Okay, we did. We talked 30% success rate. Predictions.
33.
33% success.
A third,
rate.
Yeah. Give me Bachelor, like top of your head. What's the success rate there?
It's tricky with Bachelor. This is the difference with Bachelor because they get into, if you're saying a long term relationship, like 6 months or longer past the show.
Well, we know 6 months is like the bonus date.
No,
so
no,
give
I'm
who
saying
goes beyond
past
that.
That. Yeah, like yeah. Past that, like a real relationship where they like move in with each other, last at least, okay, maybe 9 months.
Call it a year. Does anyone make it a year?
Yeah, a
I mean,
lot making
a few
it a
wedding.
Year.
There's a few marriages.
There's
kids,
very few
there's...
marriages, but a lot of relationships. So that's the difference. So a lot of people are like, oh, Bachelor is such a, like, there's not, people don't end up together. They do. They just don't end up married that often.
Okay.
This is just different because it's forcing them to be married. And the same with Married at First Sight, it forces them to be married. And so a 33% success rate is like, maybe you're just more committed with the marriage piece.
I just want to say to Mrs. Scroggendaz, who hit us in the DMs, that this is real. These people end up in real marriages.
They do.
She's trying to tell us it doesn't feel genuine, but it's genuine.
It is.
Yeah. Oh. Look at Amber and Barnett. They're not like happily married.
Yeah, and we know that they're still together.
Yeah, we found out today.
Uh-huh.
They're still together.
And Lauren and Cameron the same.
Yeah, I don't know that one for sure, but I would believe wholeheartedly that that's the case.
Yeah. And we'll find all that out as this next week
next
and then
week.
The reunion
Can't
and
wait to
all
talk
of
to you guys
that.
About it.
She can announce the pregnancy and whatever else.
The pregnancy. We're getting a Love is Blind
Love
baby.
Love is Blind baby.
Wow.
Yeah, the one thing I did, I just seeing this tonight, I'm like, what's really crazy is how does viewing the show impact you when you know the end? So I'm like, now I'm sure on People Magazine and Us Magazine and In Touch, we're going to have these weddings. They're going to see the couples who end up together. And like you guys know, it's taken a while for your friends and family to catch up and catch on to this show, which is why you're desperate to come to us.
Thank you.
But as would you approach it? Like, would you want to dive into 10 episodes knowing how it ends?
I don't think it's like that blatant. People could definitely dive into the show and not know still, right?
Yeah.
You can find spoilers, but...
But let's say in a couple weeks, like I said, it'll be over all the mags and...
75% of the people that I know watch Bachelor and interact with me on the Bachelor stuff read Reality Steve and know the spoilers and still enjoy and love the show and are in for the long ride.
That's a good point.
I don't think it
changes it. I've always thought, like, hey, knowing the spoilers is a different experience watching it.
Just think of knowing Mark and Jessica weren't going to make it, how different it was you knowing and me not knowing going through that experience. Yeah.
Yeah. It changes it. Probably
but
doesn't
it's
make
still
it
really entertaining.
Yeah.
Right.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed. Okay. Cool. Yeah. So
thank you.
Thank you so much.
This season's been so fun. I hope we get 50 more of it.
And they've got to do it quick. We cannot have like this 14-month gap.
They know now. They're right now. Number Cassie? One show on Netflix for 2 weeks. They're on the phone right now. It's midnight and my dude's calling people saying, hey, 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 when's the casting call? What city are we in? Have you already found apartments? Where are we? It's happening right now, right? They want to ride this wave too.
Excellent.
They're probably calling our agent right now to see what it would cost to get us to host the show. These are in motion right now.
Please, write into Netflix, guys. Write into Netflix.
Netflix@gmail.com. Hey, guys.
Hire Nate and Candace.
Let's thank you to Anchor. Thank you to Hatch Credit. It's been crazy to see that people want to work with us. Thank you for that. We really appreciate it. That only happens because we have great listeners. We appreciate you guys being along for the ride with us. It's seriously, time of our lives last like week and a half here just going through this with you.
Yeah, we want to keep in touch.
Yeah.
So reach out to us. We want to share your blind date stories. And we'll be speaking about the reunion next week.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see you then.
Bye-bye.
See ya.